I'm in Huntingdon in Richardson's Cycles, and I'm speaking to Chris. Hello.
Hello.
I came in for some bike bits, and I am now ogling the electric bikes. You've got quite a few in stock.
I do. I do the full Rally Motors range. I do a fair amount of folding bikes, and I've got the Strada Shimano in at the moment as well.
We've been stood around chatting about the technology behind a lot of the bikes, Bosch being a name featuring quite heavily on some of these bikes. The people who are making the batteries, are they also making the drive systems?
Most of them are, yeah. So with the Bosch, it'll be the Bosch battery and the Bosch motor. And then the battery comes in a few different wattage. There's a 300, a 400 and a 500. The 500 is most distance.
What's your take on retrofitting batteries and motors to bikes?
I'm not a fan. Well, most of the time they end up being just a bad idea. Always buy an electric bike if it's already been fitted with a motor and battery. You're never going to go wrong. And normally they come with a couple of years warranty on the battery and the motors. So yeah, pretty safe.
Can you give me a rough ballpark figure of what £1,000 will get you, what £2,000 will get you when it comes to miles on the road of battery power?
Normally, a £1,000 bike would probably have a 300 watt battery. Would probably do 20 to 25 miles. And if you had the next level is normally about 1,500, you end up normally having a 400 watt battery. You would start pushing up towards the 30 mile mark. And then if you get the 500 watt battery, you probably get that 35, 40 miles each charge. You normally spend about anywhere from £1,800 to £2,000 for that sort of quality of bike.
What's the legislation at the moment? I'm guessing that the bike has to have pedals on it.
It does. It can only be an assist, so you have to pedal for the motor to work. It can't have a throttle by law. And yeah, it's just an easy way of cycling and a good way of cycling. So you don't need tax, you don't need insurance, no MOT. You just need to keep the bike serviced and safe. And the good part about electric bikes, you can take them anywhere. Enjoy them. Yeah.
Just so happens to be a customer in the shop picking up an electric folding bike. What's your name, sir?
Robin.
So Robin, what made you go electric?
Getting a bit on in years now, and I kind of felt it would be a good asset. I saw somebody else using one on a caravan site that I was staying on at the time, and he let me have a go. I was very impressed, and I like it a lot. It saves my knees getting too tired, and they're getting a bit arthritic anyway, so it's a great asset. And whilst I don't use it a great deal, whilst it's folded, I can get it in the back of the car quite easily. I find it just as useful to pop into town and do a little bit of shopping and so on. And it's very enjoyable to ride.
Have you calculated how much it's going to save you in fuel and parking?
Well, I haven't, but certainly it is a saving. There's no doubt about that. Short journey into town isn't a great fuel saver, I suppose. But certainly with the parking, if you're there for a couple of hours, you're paying £1.20 or more, I suspect. So overall, it wasn't a particularly dear bike, in actual fact. I only paid about £600 for mine. But I felt it was a bargain, and certainly I've been very impressed. And it's unfortunate I got a puncture, which is why I'm here at Richardson's, and they've repaired it for me. So again, another one of those jobs that I used to do, but don't feel I want to do it anymore.
Thank you very much, and many years of happy cycling.
Well, thank you very much. Cheers.
So there's somebody out there thinking about going electric when it comes to push bikes. What would you recommend they consider before purchasing?
I'll probably just, you know, consider how many miles you're going to be doing and where you're going to be riding your bike. You know, if you pop into the shops, then the cheaper electric bike will probably be a good guide. But if you're commuting and doing that 30 to 50 miles, then definitely spend the money. Don't cheap out on electric, pay for what you get sort of job. Like I said, the Rally Motors range, you know, you get the 500 pack bot, you spend anywhere from about 1850 to £2,000, and it's going to be a very reliable electric bike, especially for commuting.
How long do the batteries last nowadays?
They rate them up to 5 years. The charts are normally pretty high after the 5 years, and then they start dropping. But they, a lot of people say you'll get easily seven, and then you normally replace the battery.
Great stuff. Well, thanks very much for your help.
Thank you very much.
I'll let you get the phone and another customer.
Indeed. Thank you.
Busy afternoon.
It is.
Documentally.